Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is already the fifth day of February 2008. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Once a month, Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joins us in the second hour. Riding shotgun halfway into that interview will be Colorado We Are Change, who's confronted Mitt Romney, Bill Clinton, and many others in the last week. We've now gotten the We Are Change video. ABC News would show big wide shots of Clinton yelling at them. We learned that ABC had cameras up close, but chose to not show you what they were actually saying. We actually have their video and their audio of what they were bringing up to Bill Clinton, and so you can actually get both sides of that exchange that happened late last week. So that is coming up today with Colorado, We Are Change, as We Are Change just explodes all across the planet, thanks to the leadership of Luke Radowski and all the great people that rallied to the banner of 9/11 Truth. Speaking of 9/11 Truth, you know we had Willie Nelson on yesterday, and I want to take your calls and get your take on that. This is about survival. This is about living. If the establishment is able to stage terror attacks and get away with it, like Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center attack in 93, and many other events, the Gulf of Tonkin staged event, the USS Liberty with Israel and the U.S., if they're able to stage the overthrow of Mossadegh with staged events, they're going to continue to do it with bigger and bigger events in the very near future. This is life and death to expose this. And that's why I've been somewhat successful at taking action against the New World Order, because I realize that this is a life and death situation. And I have to tell you that I noticed that the vast majority of 9/11 Truth sites, the vast majority of, quote, patriot alternative news sites, think that they're in competition with me because I'm the 800-pound gorilla. This is life and death. And it's one thing to have the Drudge Report posted last night, our article about Willie Nelson saying the towers were destroyed by controlled demolition. It's another thing to have some of the biggest sites out there refuse to link to anything we put out or anything we do just out of pure competitiveness and jealousy. I link to everybody's websites. I even have links to competing radio networks on my websites. This is about survival. And if you don't stab me in the back repeatedly, I will work with you. I will have you on. I will promote you. But I want to turn the listeners loose, not on mainstream media. They play all sorts of games, censoring Ron Paul, lying about Ron Paul, never showing what We Are Change says up close, though they had cameras up close. You know, they play these type of games. But see, We Are Change doesn't care about being in the news, their name being in the news, which the media, you notice, nationally is always very careful not to say their name. They don't care about having their name in the news. They care about bringing murderers to justice and stopping martial law. They got their head screwed on straight. Luke Radowski has his head screwed on straight, and that's why it's been successful. He has the proper spirit. A lot of you out there do not have the proper spirit. I don't mean my listeners. And so know this. The mainstream media and alternative media is censoring the Willie Nelson story. They're fools. We bring this show most of the people into this movement so they can then be filtered out to you. We are not in competition with each other. You can take my name out, I don't care, but talk about how Willie Nelson, I mean, he is in the top 10 icons. I mean, the guy is as big, you know, as an icon globally as Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's as well known. He is Americana. He says he's afraid of martial law, suspension of election, and the government carried out the attacks of 9/11. That is a big deal. I want you to go to Infowars.com. I want you to go to PrisonPlanet.com. I want you to get the articles we've written and posted in the audio files, and I want you to ram them down the Internet's throat and go absolutely insane, InfoWarriors. We are changers, liberty lovers. Go wild! Go wild!
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing product you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Won't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If you look at the majority of the combat shoot-em-up video games that are coming out right now, and you look at many of the TV shows, including 24 now, they are now putting out the plots that secret elements of the government are the ones staging the terror attacks. Now, the news is controlled. The dominant national television is run by spooks. That's come out in congressional hearings back in the 70s. That's admitted. That doesn't mean everybody working there are spooks. Key people, key gatekeepers at key positions. But there's two ways to look at what Hollywood and television is doing right now. Why are they putting out so many plots where the government is staging terror attacks or going to stage a nuke attack to set up total martial law in the United States? There's really several ways to look at this. There's more than two ways to look at it. It's revelation of the method. It's psychological conditioning. It's the globalists throwing it in your face before they do it. It's the establishment bragging, gang member type tells. Or it's a fight within the elite. And one section of the establishment, we know they do fight with each other at certain levels, does not want the military-industrial complex to stage events, and nukes going off in U.S. cities are in the cards. Council on Foreign Relations has said it's going to happen. And they've said Dallas, Cleveland, Denver. They mentioned one other city, I forget now. It was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So it could be the establishment fighting amongst themselves, or it could be good people, good writers in Hollywood, people that know what's going on, who are trying to warn the population as best they can. Now, I tend to think it's a mix of all three. Some of it's throwing it in your face. Some of it's writers sneaking stuff through. Some of it is different sectors of the power elite who want to go with a slower Fabian socialist, Brave New World model than a fast fascist shift into total control. In fact, it's always a mix of things. Nothing in life is just, you know, one thing or the other. It's almost always a combination. But here is the new 3-minute season promo for Jericho on CBS that is running right now. Then I'm going to get into the Willie Nelson interview and a lot more. Here it is.
Jericho, a small town in Kansas that witnessed a series of nuclear attacks that destroyed 23 American cities in a single day. The attacks crippled and fractured the U.S. government and left our town cut off from the world.
Please help us.
If this country is at war, we need to know it.
Even in the worst of times, it's possible to find the best in ourselves and in others. Robert Hawkins, a covert agent who was supposed to stop the attacks, is now hunted by his former bosses for the secret he holds.
What is that?
A nuclear bomb.
There were dozens of these things used in the attacks, right? And now you have the last one.
Evidence.
A smoking gun behind the greatest crime in the history of the world.
Now, as we're about to be overwhelmed by a hostile neighboring town, a new government appears. Based out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, the government with a new face, flying a new flag.
No!
They fought to save their town. Now they're about to change the future of a nation.
The dispute between these two towns is now officially over.
There isn't going to be any reconciliation until he's dead.
I have evidence that could expose the whole color.
Flag of a new country flying from the Mississippi to the Pacific. God bless the Allied States of America.
The wait is over.
Tick, 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 tick.
Jericho, the return, February 12th on CBS.
You know, I have met a lot of the big Hollywood writers. One of them, Marconi, who ought to get him on sometime. He doesn't mind if I talk about it. Who's got a big film coming out this year about government-sponsored terror. He also, of course, wrote things like Enemy of the State with Will Smith. And he knows all about the New World Order. He came to the 9/11 Inside Job Symposium that we had in 2006. Hard to believe that was almost 2 years ago. And, of course, Dean Haglund said the CIA would come and recommend plots for the X-Files and Lone Gunman, and then they have a plot where exactly what happened happened. A secret element in the government hijacks a jet by remote control. They have the rest of NORAD stand down telling them it's just a drill. They're going to blame it on Afghan terrorists. I mean, 6 months before 9/11, that airs on Fox television. I mean, exact. Police officers out there listening, you're not stupid. I mean, what is that? What is that? And they do it over and over again. There's literally thousands of examples, so many I can't even remember them all, of where they flaunt and throw the stuff in our face. But I know quite a few of the writers are good and know what's going on. And I know part of the writer's strike, I've been told, is because they were telling them what they could and couldn't write. And we're trying to control them. And trying to make them spew propaganda. But the neocons, I'll never forget U.S. News and World Report, right before the election in 2004, the last presidential election, had a report saying, top White House official tells us secretly, we can't tell you who it is, that we will be nuked, that there will be a nuke go off. Probably before the election. Now, they used the Cold War fear after they gave the Russians the A-bomb and then the hydrogen bomb and they fried some patsies. And they had duck and cover and said we were going to have war, and that didn't happen. So they may not do it. The point is, they've told us that there's all these nukes in the country. They claim that the Russians sold them in Cracker Jack boxes to whoever wanted them, totally made up. They tell us that Alexander Lebed went public on it, and then his helicopter crashed, the top Russian general. All I know is if you don't think the New World Order to bring in their world government won't set off nukes or won't release bird flu or won't do something else like that, you are gravely mistaken. If they'll kill 3,000, they'll kill 3 million. And they'll do it with pleasure. And they haven't spent decades setting up a total police state takeover system for no reason. So the police, the military, everybody out there should know. When you've got scores of TV shows with the basic plot line you just heard from Jericho, why? And by the way, in the plot line, it's come out that it's the government, a faction. They haven't said exactly what faction, but I'll bet money just from watching that piece that it's going to be, quote, Bible thumpers, right-wingers in the government that are going to set off nukes to do all this, that set off the 23 nukes and so they can destroy the government and take over themselves. Because that's always the bad guys. They know the public knows that 9/11 is an inside job, so they're a lot of these plots are being written because they're just, they know they have to go with the flow. So we've gone a long way from 6.5 years ago when I first got on air before 9/11 on the day of 9/11 and brought forward the point that it was an inside job. And others as well saw what was coming. The propaganda was so clear. But when you see television programs like this, you better know that it is in the cards. Just like Russian roulette, you got six cylinders, six 357 Magnum casings and rounds loaded in. There's one round loaded into the six chambers. They're spinning it. It's in the cards. And they're going click, 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 spin, click, click, up against our head, and I don't like it. And they need to stop it, and this doesn't need to happen. But if we're just a bunch of football-watching, beer-swilling, yuppie know-it-alls, stumbling around, acting cool, talking about killing Al Qaeda, you just can't do that anymore, you neocon trolls on the web, and the neocon bought and paid for people running our media, and the liberals that are, I mean, watching this We Are Change video up close of them confronting Bill Clinton, and watching the people come up and put their hands on them and stick their Hillary signs in front of the guys, the brave guy's face. I'm going to get his name from We Are Change when they come on. We're trying to get him on. Trey just mentioned it to me. I didn't write it down. And he's sitting there for 5 minutes yelling at Bill Clinton as Bill Clinton tries to use mass psychology, laughing at him, and people are booing him. All those poor, you know, well-meaning, dumb-as-dirt liberals, you're just as dumb as all the neocons following Bush. You've bought into a brand name of the Democratic Party of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and it's shameful. These are cold-blooded intelligence operatives that work for a very sinister organization. Call it the New World Order, call it the Illuminati, call it chaos, call it death, call it the devil. Call it greed. Call it avarice. Call it power. Call it history. When we get back, I'm going to get into Willie Nelson and the attempted media blackout. It's big news. I need your help to break the blockade like we did for Ron Paul in many cases.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Welcome back. You know, when I met Willie Nelson a few months ago and learned that he'd been watching my show and listening to the show for many years, I didn't really get into it much on air. And then I didn't really push to get him on the show, and boom, he called, and we had him on, and I didn't really push to have him talk about 9/11. I didn't want to get him into a big controversy, and then he brought it up. He brought it up and said, yeah, they blew the towers up. Yeah, they want martial law. He's afraid they'll suspend the election. It's certainly in the cards, as I like to say. I mean, Willie Nelson is a global icon. He is pure Americana. And he's a very intelligent man. You get a chance to talk to him on the phone for 10, 15 minutes, get a chance to meet him in person. I mean, he's the real deal. He's down to earth as it gets. And he came on air and he brought up serious issues, and we were hit by trolls like we've never seen on our message boards at the PrisonPlanet.com forum, on YouTube, on the new InfoWars.com sections where you can post on all the stories. And they just repeated the same thing over and over again like zombies. Willie Nelson smokes weed. Willie Nelson smokes weed. Well, it's a lot less worse for you than alcohol. And so since he smokes weed, we can't listen to a word he said. Of course, George Washington smoked it, Mary Jane, so I guess he can't be our founding father either. Just absolutely ridiculous and sophomoric. But a lot of it had to look at COINTELPRO. The ones, their M.O. is to come on and say, how dare you say the firefighters and police carried out the attacks? You're saying the government did it. Why did they run into the buildings? When you're on the ground at ground zero and the known feds are out there confronting you, trying to start fights, they always say that. That's what a fed says. Most of them are just useful neocon idiots who think open borders and gun control and Ann Coulter endorsing Hillary Clinton is good. I mean, they're into the party. They're into the ideal. They don't admit the fact that the vast majority of the troops are against the war, support Ron Paul. They're in total denial. But to say that we say the police and firemen were involved in the attacks, they went into the buildings, they died. And then they reported bombs going off, and they were told to get out of 7 because they were going to bring it down. They're the heroes. And by the way, by September 12th, I was saying the dust was poisonous, and I was saying send gas masks. The Genesis Network was saying send gas masks, and we listed two local churches that were trying to get mask filters to the people, and I know my listeners sent thousands of filters. Go listen to the September 12th show. I'm not tooting our horn, but we know what we're doing. We're smart. We assess things with critical thinking. They didn't need you hanging American flags outside your house when what the American flag symbolizes is dying. They needed you to actually give them filters and to stand up to the EPA opening scores of schools and thousands of businesses 2 days after saying the air was good when there was 2 feet of concrete and mercury on the ground. And every other toxic chemical you can imagine. Tens of thousands of computers. The thermostats, the light bulbs, all of it. Aerosolized into fine powder. By whatever turned those buildings into dust right in front of everyone. Fire doesn't make a bunch of buildings turn to pulverized pyroclastic volcanic flow. And 5 weeks later, 2,500 degrees. NASA photos. But you sit there and you try to block us. Now, we ran into major censorship. I have watched the Drudge Report since 1996. I know his pattern. Stories stay on the site an average of about 8 hours, and then they move down, and about 4 hours later, they're gone. He rotates the site twice a day. It's being updated every hour, and it just scrolls down. He's got a couple people that work for him. Brett Bart is one of them, the main guy running it. Brett Bart, no doubt, posted the Charlie Sheen. And within 1 hour, it was down. And it's a big site. It's what all the big newspapers and people look at. It's declining in popularity as people figure out he's a neocon. He's lost his radio show and a lot of other things. But it's one of the biggest sites out there. There are sites a lot bigger, but they have thousands of pieces of media to pick from. He'll only have 50 or 60. So that's where you get real focus there. That's a breakthrough point. Yesterday, he put a link, Brett Bart did, up to... from Drudge up to InfoWars.com. And within 1 hour, it was taken down, though saved in the archive, and that link went back to Drudge. Now, I expect that from Matt Drudge, the neocon snivel, but I do not expect that from the alternative media. We'll talk about it when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is the end.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end.
The New World Order plan is bogged down in the mud. It's in trouble. It's smoking. Explosions are going off in its belly. Are we going to swarm this thing and take it on and bring it down, or are we going to sit around and play patty cake? Roger, Jim, Elijah, others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join me on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. All right, finishing up with Willie Nelson, we're going to re-air some of the interview, a few minutes of it today. And then we're also going to have again Mike Rivero on, Colorado We Are Change, your calls. Here are the different stories. Willie Nelson fears election could be canceled. We could have George in there 10 years longer, says country music star. Drudge Report cans Willie Nelson story. 9/11 revelations briefly on the popular news website front page. Quickly removed. Willie Nelson's explosive take on 9/11 that the collapse of the Twin Towers and Building 7 looked like a Las Vegas-style implosion has largely been ignored by the media. Thus far, though, it briefly appeared on the front page of the Drudge Report before quickly being canned. About an hour after we released the story, members of our forum alerted us to the fact that our headline had been posted on the front page of Drudge Report, and they took a screenshot as one of the biggest news websites in America and competes for traffic with the New York Times and Washington Post. Though it was not linked to our website, the headline, Willie Nelson, Twin Towers were imploded on 9/11 developing, appeared on the left-hand side of the Drudge Report late yesterday afternoon. It was linked to Breitbart. It was linked to us. However, within less than an hour or so, the headline was pulled from the front page. A similar thing happened when Charlie Sheen went public with his 9/11 doubts in March of 2006. The story briefly appeared on the Drudge before being removed. To hazard a guess as to what happened, we believe that one of Drudge's assistants posted the headline before swiftly being overruled by Matt Drudge himself, resulting in the headline being memory hold. The headline, as it appeared on the Drudge before it was pulled, can still be viewed at the Drudge Report Archives website, which takes a screenshot of Drudge front page every 2 minutes. We think it was Breitbart because he works for Drudge and he has his own website and he has left it up. The story did make the front page of Breitbart, which is run by Drudge assistant Andrew Breitbart, meaning that it was probably Breitbart who posted the Willie Nelson story before being overruled by Drudge himself. So why did Drudge pull the link? Charlie Sheen's brave embrace of 9/11 truth left the establishment media with two choices, either to ignore the story or attack Charlie Sheen. They chose to attack Sheen, and that decision disastrously backfired because it gave 9/11 truth a public platform and promoted a national debate. And you just see it exploding from that point. When his father, Martin Sheen, went public a few months ago, the media took a different approach and completely blackballed the story. It appears that Drudge has set the standard, and they have many sets the standard for many media reporting, for the second method to be employed again. Though the story was covered last night by Texas News Channel, local ABC, the rest of the media are so far silent on the issue as it remains to be seen whether or not they will keep up a united front of censorship in an attempt to diffuse the importance of Willie Nelson's comments on yesterday's Alex Jones show. And I get these tired comments from the minority of even our listeners, emails, message board comments. I scan over it. I want your feedback. Going, he's a star, a movie star, more than 100 films, and the latest big one, The Dukes of Hazzard, playing Grandpa Jesse. And, you know, who cares what Hollywood people, or who cares what people say? Well, they'll obsess 24-7 about anything anybody in Hollywood does all over every major TV news program when they're doing something stupid. But when Willie Nelson, who's always been socially active and been on the right side of every issue that I've seen, anti-war, against the drug war, spoke out when they were banning people from the radio and they tried to reduce his amount of playing on the radio. And they tried to shut down the Dixie Chicks and boycotted them. I mean, they're paying a price for this. You know, he knows what he's doing. He has great courage to be doing this. And it's news when Willie Nelson comes out and says he thinks we're going into a dictatorship and they may suspend the elections and he hopes they don't. He's trying to stop that and that 9/11's an inside job. I mean, that's news any way you cut it. Dig, of course, banned all our stories and said they were spam. No, it's news. It's news. Local Austin television, KBUE, knew it was news. Let's play that local news clip. It's very, 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 very short. Here it is.
Willie Nelson went on national radio today and questioned the official story of what happened on 9/11.
Nelson said the collapse of the World Trade Center towers reminded him of a hotel implosion in Las Vegas. Listen.
The day it happened, I saw one fall, and it was just so symmetrical. And I said, wait a minute, I just saw that last week at the, you know, a casino over in Las Vegas, and you see these implosions all the time, and the next one fell, and I said, hell, there's another one. And they're trying to tell me that an airplane did it, and that's, you know, I can't go along with that.
Nelson's publicist.
All right, there's more. You can go watch the end of it up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But the point is, this is news. And you bet we want to get a new big 9/11 debate going back in the media again. They've openly said in the national news, New York Times, time to forget 9/11, time for Bush to stop using it, time for Giuliani to stop using it for their aim of police state. They didn't say that. They just said it's time to put it to rest because they know they're losing the debate. They told 9/11 truthers it's time for you to shut up and time for everybody to forget about this and just move on to the next inaugural terror attack Hillary or McCain or whoever gets in is going to launch. So there's several big stories. Drudge Report cans Willie Nelson's story. Need to get that out. Another story, Willie Nelson fears an event that could keep Bush in office for another 10 years. Op-Ed News did that. We need to get that out to people. And, of course, there's the original story. Willie Nelson, Towers, 9/11 Towers. Let me get the actual headline on that because it's scrolled off the page now. We probably need to post that back up because that's the big story there. Let me go to prisonplanet.com. Willie Nelson, WTC, imploded on 9/11. It's in the news and focus section on the right-hand side of prisonplanet.com. I need you to put it on MySpace, YouTube, your email list, call into talk radio shows, call into country shows. I mean, I even called into a few talk shows last night. I put my money where my mouth is. And I called into, three or four shows last night and said, hey, we need to talk about this. This needs to be covered. And the big group that has no excuse is other Patriot Radio networks, other talk shows, people that talk about 9/11 truth. I tuned into quite a few 9/11 truth shows last night. I called in and asked board ops, hey, have they talked about this? Have I missed it? No, they're not talking about it. And I called some hosts who said they knew that they were going to get around to it, which I believe was only 6, 7 hours, 8 hours into it. But now we're 24 hours into this, or about 22 hours right now, 23 hours. And I want to see this break big because so many people love Willie Nelson. The left loves him. Libertarians love him. Country, Western music people. People who like Americana culture. I mean, I've seen the big global polls. They have them every year about, what do you associate with America, good things in America? And they say baseball, Willie Nelson, apple pie. I mean, he's up there with all those things. He's a living legend. The guy's been playing since 1949, been big since 1956. I mean, he hung out with Elvis, Johnny Cash, all of them. This is a living legend who came on this show, who contacted us and came on this show. And I said, Willie, I don't want to bring a bunch of controversial stuff, get a bunch of heat on you and during the break. And he said, look, let's just get into serious stuff right now. And now, in hindsight, I'm going to get him back on the next few months and, flesh it out when he talks about Bilderberg Group. He starts talking about Endgame and I move on. Well, what do you think about the Bilderberg Group? Well, what do you think about him using 9/11 for tyranny? Or what do you think about the toll roads? They tried to get him to name a bunch of Trans-Texas toll roads after him, and one of my friends called him up. I wish I could tell the story. He doesn't want me to. I should have brought this up to Willie, and I forgot. But another music legend here locally called up Willie and said, look, you don't want him to, that's like naming, an electric chair after you. That's naming, every time somebody pays money, they're going to think about Willie Nelson. They're going to throw one on I-35 and name it after him. And Willie then went on TV and said, I've had second thoughts. I don't want him to name an electric chair after me. Because, Willie's a nice guy. He tries to help people. And, he hadn't said yes to it yet, so I guess he really hadn't changed his mind. But they'd asked him to, and then a week later he came out and said no. He was against the toll roads. So I forgot to ask him about toll roads. All right, I'm going to take some of your calls. The point is, Willie Nelson has gone public. Remember how they took the bait on Sheen, and then it was big national debate all over the place, and then 9/11 Truth, all the 9/11 Truth sites had 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times the traffic. You remember that 9/11 sites? And then out of that, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's huge now. This is another wave. But they know Willie Nelson is loved. They thought that they could demonize Sheen, blew up in their face. Everybody resonated with his courage because of stuff he did 10, 15 years ago, partying, liking women, whatever. Oh, great sins. Who hadn't sinned? Especially if you're making $30 million a year and you're 25, 30 years old, 18 years old in Los Angeles. Yeah, let's see how you behave out there. You ever been out there? You ever been around it? Anyways, I bet you haven't. Well, I have. But to make a long story short, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get this news and information out now. This is important. They are going to release a bioweapon, or they're going to blow up a string of buildings, or fly more planes into buildings, or set off a nuke. I don't know what they're going to do, but the government keeps saying it's going to happen. Not a question of if, but when. Not a question of if, but when. It's going to happen, going to happen. We're going to have martial law after it happens. It's for your own good. Do you see what's happening? 9/11 is the key. We have to take the mechanism of false flag, state-sponsored stage terror, and take that mechanism and destroy it. We need to break it right in front of the New World Order. We need to dismantle it in front of them. And we've been doing that, but we're not done. And if the election ends, I love We Are Change and the other 9/11 truth groups and everybody else that's out there, because they're going and confronting the liberals, the Democrats, the people involved in the 9/11 cover-up. They're going to continue this throughout the election. It isn't ever going to stop. And we may back them off. They may not stage more events. Or they may do it in the Middle East or something, because we've exposed so much here. We're trying to save lives. We're in a race against time. I look down the barrel of a gun every day. This isn't fun. This is work. I was dead dog tired last night at 8 o'clock. I didn't want to do my TV show. I had a splitting headache. But I drug my hind in there with Trey Kincaid, and we did that show. And then I called into one, two, three, four radio shows after that until midnight. I called in on the line, went on the shows, trying to get this information out, trying to break through the electronic Berlin Wall. I need your help. Willie Nelson gave us the ball. We need to carry it now. He is loved across the country. He is absolutely adored in the Midwest. We need to hear every talk show. We need to hear Derry Brownfield talking about this tomorrow. Now, he's usually 4 or 5 days behind on the news. He's a great guy. And he's on like 80-something stations. We're all over the heartland into Colorado. And he's just all over the country, from Indiana to Texas. Need to hear Derry talking about this. Need to hear every one of these shows talking about this. And I could care less about hearing the name Alex Jones. You can cut out my voice. You can post the clips without me on your site. You can write it and say on a radio show. You can even say it was your radio show. I don't care. In fact, I want more of you to be big, more of you to be prominent. You know, I've had people ask me to take over leadership of different 9/11 groups. Can you imagine? And I told them, no, I'm not going to take over leadership of your We Are Change chapter or of your 9/11 truth chapter. You be leaders. You found more groups. Don't you know I could have a group and be the big pimp daddy? Everybody's struggling and grasping after what I could have and I don't want. I want to stop them from blowing up a couple cities and troops in the streets, and it's all over. It's camps. It's rape rooms. It's all of it. We are 1 inch away from this. Do you understand? You think Willie Nelson likes having to come on here and talk about martial law? And now he's afraid we're going to go into martial law? Don't you think he's got better things to do? He doesn't want to be attacked. He's a meek person. But he has to do it, because if we don't expose this, more is going to happen. Do you read me? Do you understand? This is life and death right now. I want you to go up to InfoWars.com. I want you to get the little 9 minutes boil down we did video where I'm here in studio interviewing him over the phone, but they got a camera on me and pictures of him. It makes it more viewable for people. I want you to take that YouTube video, and I want you to ram it down the throat. I want you to go, each one of you who are web savvy, go have a goal. 20 prominent message boards. Go post it apiece. We got millions of listeners, hundreds of thousands of active web people listening right now. If you'll do that, this story will roll over their blockade. We'll run right through their censorship. And I'm asking other networks, and it's an olive branch. Promote this, get this out, and I'll move 1 inch closer, and I'm only a few inches away from just openly promoting everybody. I've been attacked a lot. A lot of things have happened. I get to where I just isolate myself, stay away from everybody. Because, you know, as I get bigger and bigger, the craziness and the jealousy and the envy. Look, it is not a fun job. I got black circles around my eyes. I work all the time. I'm a machine. This isn't about being cool. You think I like picking a fight with hardcore killers in the New World Order? You think I like endangering my family? You think this is, get your head screwed on straight. Get your head screwed on straight. This is life and death. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take your calls in this segment, the next segment. We're going to get Mike Rivero on. Roger, Jim, Elijah, others will definitely get to all of you before they come on with us. And we're going to have phones, you know, during Rivero, during We Are Change, into the third hour. I got a bunch of other police state news. I say you're not going to believe it. You will. I guess it's all par for the course now. But it's all just absolutely amazing. And while I'm at it ranting, go to Google Video. You know, they've taken the hit counters off. They've taken the video link off their main page because it's all Patriot stuff in the top 20 of the top 100. Get that Get it out to everybody right now. It's free. Just get in game and give it to everybody. Oh, thank you. She just brought me some pizza and a salad. Thank you. Multitasking here. I'm like a Chinese princess in here. You know, they bound their feet and made them grow long fingernails so they could control them. They could never leave their bed. That's me. I can't ever get out of the radio studio, multitask on the phone during the breaks. So they have to bring me my food in here. It's like I'm a Jabba the Hutt or something. Or buy the DVD and make high-quality copies and get it out to people. I don't care. I just want to get this information out. Get a 15-cent-a-day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. The deal's still up there to get 5 free months. Download super high qualities and share those. PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
This is not America. What the neocons and the liberals owned by the military-industrial complex are doing isn't America. But what you're doing is listeners taking action. What We Are Change is doing. What Charlie Sheen did. What Willie Nelson has done. What Jimmy Vaughn has done. What the former German defense minister has done. What the former Italian president has done. What the Japanese parliament has done. Is liberty, is freedom. Look, it's dangerous. We can't let a bunch of killers run the government when they carried out the attacks. We have to expose you. And we're not going to play nice. We're not going to go along with you, you killers. It's over. Roger, in Pennsylvania, then Jim, Elijah, and others. Go ahead, Roger. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. After your usual brilliant opening monologue, I just about had the life sucked out of me with the last 20 minutes of rerun, unfortunately. You were arguably the best thing out there, the most powerful, important thing out there. I'd give my eye teeth for that elephantine memory and recall. And do you have any idea, Alex, how endlessly frustrating it is, not from the caller's but the listener's perspective, that is, almost any of your most brilliant of your guests, there's almost none whose sentences can't better be completed by Alex himself, nor who might pursue a more important line than might occur to you.
Yeah, well, if you, and you're saying this politely, Roger, if you listen to the Willie Nelson interview, I would pause. There'd be 2-second pauses. Willie Nelson has short sentences.
Oh,
and so I was filling up an hour. Are you saying I was talking over Willie?
I just the overall thrust, that's, yeah. We all need constructive criticism.
No, I agree that maybe I should have just... Hold on, let me finish, Roger. You just said something. I'll let you talk. I'm going to talk now. Okay, that's not interrupting. I'm talking. Listen, I guess I could have just sat there for 10 seconds with a pregnant pause and made him say more. Okay? No. And it is true that I get excited, but I've gotten actually better about that.
No, we all have our faults, and I'm afraid my own would be worse than yours in the same position, so... But we can all be improved and needed. I hope your board ops criticize you from time to time, and you welcome that from them. Anyway, Elijah, that's all. That's the end of that. Now, there's not a single one of your listeners. I'll bet you just. I'm going to cite the object lesson of the absolute worst radio station maybe in the U.S. is WABC in New York. Now, for the last 3 months. This is like screen and triple filter. Now, I've gotten on there about 7 or 8 times. Now, how did I pull that off is because I haven't really been trying. There is no reason we can't double your or triple your syndication every couple months. I get in brutally incisive, powerful plugs for Ron Paul combined with simultaneously exposing the intellectual and constitutional bankruptcy. I'm plugging Alex, etc., and it's gobs and buckets of fun. And now we have to get out there hitting the hustings and pamphleteering for Ron Paul, etc. Now, unfortunately, I'm not that ambitious. So while washing my dishes, I only am able to reach anywhere from 10,000 to 1 million at a time. Okay?
That's right.
You know, this is just so easy. People think these shows are hard to penetrate, etc.
No, you just have to act stupid.
Now, I'll bet you, if just 2 or 3 of those supposedly appreciative listeners follow through, I'll be able to tell the difference, because I hear a talk rate, I do a lot of talk radio, and I almost never hear any follow-up, reinforcement, building upon base of understanding. God bless, Alex.
Thanks, Roger. And by the way, you had 4 minutes of that 5-minute segment. Now, let me add a key point to what he just said. True conservatives, libertarians, true liberals, patriots have made neocon talk radio start to criticize Bush and move away from the New World Order. We're bending them. So, what would happen if you all got in the fight?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.